In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, today we celebrate in the Franciscan order the Feast of the Queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary, honouring her as precisely Queen of the Franciscan Order. This beautiful devotion goes back to the devotion of St. Francis himself, nicely described by Blessed Thomas of Celano and called to mind once again by Pope Pius X in his decree whereby he establishes this feast and the title Queen of the Seraphic Order, pray for us in the Litany of Loreto. Blessed Thomas of Celano tells us that towards the end of his life, Saint Francis made our Blessed Lady advocate of his order and placed the sons which he was about to leave, as it were, under her wings. Saint Francis did this for various reasons. The first reason is eminently theological, because in having chosen a state of life which allowed him to share in the most intimate way the condition of our Lord Jesus precisely as incarnate Word, one who descended from the bosom of the Father to become poor and lowly and little among men, he understood that he had also logically to choose the Mother of God as a most special person in his own spiritual life and by extension for that of the whole order. For just as our Lord Jesus became such through her, so we cannot hope to stand, as it were, alongside Christ in his abasement, in his lowliness, which expresses the very depth of his love, in any way except through the Blessed Virgin Mary. For as many saints have pointed out, but Saint Francis intuited most profoundly, the Holy Spirit reproduces Christ now in the Church, and most especially in these mysteries of his incarnation and his passion, wherein we see the depth of his love in a particular way, in no other way than through the Blessed Virgin Mary. And he also had, shall we say, a somewhat more practical reason, that he understood that when the Blessed Virgin Mary is present in a life, then indeed that life is well directed towards its final end, toward God. And if this is true for individuals, it's true for religious communities, indeed it's true for any institution in the Church. And thus, as he was about to leave the world, he felt the need most keenly to place his sons and daughters in the seraphic family under the patronage of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He made her his advocate. And we are told that he trusted primarily in her after Christ. Here we see something very beautiful about the work of God. He so desires us to be humble because he wishes to reveal his glory in us. And part of the condition of our practicing of this humility is a childlike and filial piety, which rests upon the promise of God to protect those who so trust in him and who allow themselves to be guided by him. And in fact, not just the Blessed Virgin Mary, although she in a supereminent way, but also other systems of mediation have been established in creation, indeed many of them. Saint Bonaventure is the great doctor of this particular aspect of reality and indeed of our spiritual lives, one who teaches it most wonderfully. But we must draw our attention in passing also to another area of mediation which is linked to that of Our Lady and which is of primary importance. And this, of course, is the mediation of the Petrine ministry and indeed the whole of the magisterium of the Church, all the bishops united with him in bonds of faith and charity. What we can say of Our Lady, we can say also of the ministry of Peter, that if we entrust ourselves to God, he will not allow us to be led astray by false teachers. Indeed, he himself has guaranteed the guidance of the Holy Spirit to Saint Peter and his successors. And so, We do not do something which is puerile or silly or merely devotional, but we do something which is absolutely based on faith and which is eminently conducive to spiritual perfection. Indeed, we can go so far as to say that those who wish to exit from this order in the name of some other judgment, perhaps which they harbour in their own hearts, some other light, are setting themselves up in opposition to the command and the instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ to St. Peter, the one by which he promised the guidance of the Holy Spirit to him, the other by which he told him, to go and strengthen his brethren. So, dear brothers and sisters, let us then, with Our Lady's help indeed, entrust ourselves to God and live with a little heart, a childlike heart, and complete peace and tranquility in the situation in which the Holy Spirit has into the situation in which the Holy Spirit has led us, and all will be well. But we must persevere and keep our faith strong in God. He will not leave us, he will not abandon us, but he will see brought to perfection the work which he himself has begun within us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.